G'day everyone, welcome back. This week's episode is called Uphill Hopes with Downhill Habits. Earlier this week, me and Damo went to the Success Resources Conference. We had a lot of speakers and they were sharing their success stories and basically selling you their ideas. I'm going to do a reflection, so I'm not going to delve too deep into my opinions on that. However, it's an interesting one. Bear in mind it was recorded on a park bench in the middle of South Brisbane. So there is a bit of background noise, but I listened back to it and it was okay. There's a bit of road noise and stuff like that, but the way I had the mic situated, it was okay. And look, it was just an experiment. We were just trying to catch our thoughts. We just had a lovely lunch, and then we're just trying to catch our thoughts after that before we had to part ways. And just another bit of a different format. So, these things chop and change as they come up, and it was an interesting time. As I say, I've had a few days to think about it, and I'll talk more about it in the reflection. Not too much else to report this week, guys, apart from, the post I made today was the rose that I took a picture of. Make sure you look for the positive things around yourself, Even in a negative space, there's positive things. Always keep that in mind. As always, thanks for your time. Follow us Instagram, Facebook. And yeah, lots of stuff coming up. Organising some cool guests. And hope you're cool. Hope everyone else around you is cool. And just be cool. Thanks, guys. Talk soon. Cheers.
1, 2, 3. Out of her head she sang. Come down and waste away with me. Down with me. So wanted it to be. Over my head, out of her head she sang. And I wonder, when I sing along with you, if everything could ever feel this real forever. If anything could ever be this good again. The only thing I'll ever ask of you, you gotta promise not to stop when I say when. She sang. Breathe out. I can breathe you in, hold you in. And now I know you've always been. Out of your head, out of my head I sang. And I wonder, when I sing along with you, if everything could ever feel this real forever. If anything could ever be this good again. The only thing I'll ever ask of you, gotta promise not to stop when I say when she sang. I sing along with you. If everything could ever feel this real forever, if anything could ever be this good again, the only thing I'll ever ask of you, you gotta promise not to stop when I say when she sang.
G'day everyone, how are you going? Bit of an impromptu podcast. We welcome Mr. Piotto back.
Yeah, Monday afternoon, just out of the convention centre at our national conference that we're having.
Is it National Achievers?
Yeah, National Achievers Conference, the conference.
The conference of 2018. All conferences.
Also the conference where they ask you to spend all your money.
Yeah, by the Success Resource.
Success Resources. It's all about paying for resources, which makes sense.
Yeah.
You got to pay for the knowledge you want to achieve things.
Look,
it's a good human experiment, isn't it, that we spoke about?
That was our takeaway. We were there for 4 hours, was it?
Yeah. We've realised the guest speakers we really want to see will be there tomorrow.
Yeah, so we might go back tomorrow. 4 hours. And how much money could we spend?
I think 12,000 so far.
12 grand.
So I think the good news is, not being funny, but you know, to publish a book, unless you have someone who knows how to publish a book, I think the money you'd spent finding out would be a lot less. So they try and put you in a one-stop shop.
Yes.
Also around branding and marketing, everyone knows that the only way anyone makes money in this world is someone sells something to someone. So
yes,
that's got value.
It does. I mean, I think the thing for me, man, is that obviously you gave me a call a couple of days ago and said, "Triff, you want to come out and check it out? Got some free tickets." I'm like, "Fuck yeah!" I'm in the space now where I can do those sorts of things.
Yeah, the freedom.
So I did, and look, I went in there going, "Fuck it, I'll go all in. Let's embrace it. Let's embrace the energy, embrace the time." And look, I think we both said that the person we got the most out of was the bloody MC with his cool jacket.
Yeah, and he, he basically set up saying, "Please listen to all the speakers. We know you're here to see Tony."
Tony Robbins is the headliner, and the guy that we just left let slip that Tony was coming on tomorrow, so we saw that as our exit to go and grab some lunch.
Yeah, and look, if he comes now, then, well, you know, more fool us, but I can't see it happening. There's about 6 people who need to make their sales pitch before Tony comes on.
Yeah, and I think the first, like, there was that the red balloon chick from Shark Tank.
Yeah, she was good.
She had some interesting things to say. Then our bubble was burst, wasn't it, mate?
Yeah, well, it's like anything.
As I say, I embraced it, man. I thought, I'm really going to try and see this and get some good stuff. And look, I did get some good stuff out of it. Don't think that I didn't take notes, because I did.
Yeah, most definitely.
However, was it his name? I heard it 15,000 times. JT Fox.
JT Fox. He's got a good name.
That's not his fucking name. I bet you
$10. He's made that up, Jake. Originally. Yeah, born as Paul Simpson.
Yeah.
JT Fox has risen to number one best-selling everything. And he was smart. It's like, basically, you're buying my celebrity and my celebrity endorsement. So for only 150 of you to spend $5,000, and how many people do you reckon went to those?
It would have been 300, 400, easy.
Yeah, so there's, the guy's just made $1 million.
Yeah, and look, he had these,
in front of us, just made $1 million.
Yeah, he did, man. And it's like, he had all these success, like this whole thing for 2 hours, success stories, and I'm on this cover, and I've got John Travolta to sing Grease, and I've got these people to do that. Here's a thing. These celebrities,
are paid to do anything they want, anything for money,
for
right?
Branding, yeah.
Yeah, so he's just given him some extra money and said, do this and I'll tuck an extra million in your fucking bank account or whatever, you know? But I think that for me, the bubble was burst and we sort of went outside for a bit and then came back in and we were standing at the back of the room just observing the people.
Well, all the success stories were standing behind us. We didn't realise at the time. And we're standing there listening to a few, like some, you know, what people do, you listen in on conversations and they're just normal people telling you information and ultimately it's the activity that you do that makes all the difference. And if you don't stop doing the activity, then eventually you'll be doing more than the people around you.
Yeah.
You know, I know a lot of my competitors were in that room today.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you're in real estate, so yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot of, they're there and looking for, you know, what do I do to get my brand? And, you know, it's what 5,000's one sale, so, you know, what have I got to lose? Just, you could get that information online and do the activities.
Yeah.
Your results would be 70% more than what you're doing now.
That's right. If you
80%, as I say, you get 80% of your reward from 20% of what you do.
Mm.
You know, you just got to make sure. And you know, he walked up to people and basically picked out their attributes based on what they're wearing, their weight, and their age.
Yeah, he read
people.
He
read people. He's pretty right. And you know, you work in your business, not on your business.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, so break that down to me. What does that mean?
Hustle, you know? Man. That's what it means to me.
Yeah, but it just means you got to get in front of more people and talk to more people.
And look, the thing is too, I don't want to sound like too much of a party pooper. I'm sure he would have connections that could assist you and all those sorts of things, right? How many of those 150 people that he's going to hand pick, supposedly, they wouldn't all be successful.
No, and I know someone that's actually paid, I think, $20,000 for the group of mentoring with Robert Kiyosaki and all that. And her business has, it has transformed. It's done a lot. Her partner owns the business and she runs it as an operations manager and her in business, and it's working really well for her. Because that money of educating her about the steps to take, she's, again, 80% better than most of the people that, A, won't take the time to figure it out, and B, you know, basically got lazy and just thought all it would come to them, like people would just turn up. So.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I think one of the guys did say, he goes, a lot of people just come to seminars.
Stop coming to seminars.
Just do something, you know what I mean? I think we've talked about this a lot on the podcast already. It's like, just do something, you know what I mean? Yeah. You can be provided all the fucking healings, all the information, all the books, all the fucking feel-good fucking la-di-da memes and bullshit. But at the end of the day, if you're not going to do anything, nothing's going to happen.
But you know, it's interesting that you we term success and there was they talk about sex sells. So it's no doubt that they brought up these attractive women and these young dudes that are fit, and most of the people in the crowd are nothing to what the people are on stage.
Yeah.
And it goes down to that mindset of, you know, they believe in their health and wellness. It is an image. They work really hard, and you know, people who are well put together naturally create more business because people want to be around that positive people.
Yeah, that's right.
And they talked about negativity. So you have to eliminate the negativity from your life.
Yes.
Which is interesting because we all have that negativity. And the first spokesperson, she spoke about it. And I had an hour. All I wanted to do was come and eat, the high tea, and she didn't get anything.
Yeah.
And they're just like, she even got some free advice about things that weren't even relevant. So it just makes you think, you know, her what she says and how she took it out. I'm sure at the time, as she tells a story like a comedian, they tell a story like it was funny, but you know, at the time when you're blowing with your missus and now it's a punchline in the joke, it wasn't funny at the time.
Yeah, it is. But again, I think what I got out of this morning was the fact that there's nothing there that we... Look, there's successful people, and I'd imagine, look, you might get your $4,000's worth or your $12,000, however many much money you want to spend, I'm sure. But how do you... The key pieces of advice that I took away from that and the notes that I took, it's stuff that I know you're doing and I know that I'm doing. I know my wife's doing it in her business.
Like, yeah, of course.
It's not... it's not rocket science, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and if you can apply yourself in whatever discipline it is you choose to apply yourself in, then you're going to get results.
Yeah. I suppose the number one thing that we both heard, and we'll call this, I want to call this podcast Uphill Hopes with Downhill Habits.
Yes.
And we're plagiarising that very, very broadly, because it makes sense, because, you know, we go through yo-yoing of sleeping in, putting on weight, not being healthy, not doing the activities.
Yeah.
You know, talk about getting lazy. Like now, you know, 30 years ago, you didn't have Netflix to distract you. No, you didn't have Facebook, your phone, play games, all the shit I'd still do.
Right.
But I do it less than most other people. Right. Otherwise, I wouldn't be making any money in my business.
That's right.
You know, but you still go, if I didn't do any of that, then imagine where I'd be now I'd be able to get for my kids.
I think Uphill Hopes with Downhill Habits. Again, we're...
It's a book.
It is a book, man. And we come...
Copyright, I need to actually, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's all about discipline, man. At the end of the day, it's about whatever you choose to do, you know what I mean? You know? You know, I've got the vest on that I wore to my daughter's naming day, and it fits me better today than it did that day, and that was a few weeks ago.
It's a good feeling, eh?
You know, so it's like, what are your habits, I suppose, you know what I mean? Mm. What are your habits? What are your... what are you trying to do, you know? I must be said too, guys, we're sitting in a park in South Brisbane somewhere, so there is a fair bit of noise, but we wanted to just get some stuff out, didn't we, mate? So
yeah, and be sort of be authentic, that not everything's staged in a booth, just sort of collecting our thoughts. It's pretty raw detail, I suppose, of what's happening.
Yeah.
So
now, I think talking about staged is a very apt term. Because myself, as a teacher and as a presenter of knowledge to many students and slideshows...
Yeah, of course.
That, today, like that JT Fox man, that was all pre-prepared. You know what I mean? Everything we saw today was pre-prepared.
And a great presentation.
It was, well, I wouldn't have called it a great presentation. Some of the slides could have been, looked like my fucking daughter did them, but...
just goes to show, you don't need to spend all day trying to make that perfect bit of marketing material.
But
you just have to get it out there.
And just keep flashing it up on the fucking big screens, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just keep flashing it up there. Just keep flashing it up there. It's all pretty colours. It's all...
And I would imagine when he first started doing this speaking roles to get clients and make $1 million like he did. Like, this guy made $1 million in front of our eyes.
Yeah, today.
And
yeah,
that blows, it blows you away. But I don't sit there, you know... They talk about, you know, haters and jealousy, and do you ever know a hater that's above
mate,
you?
Good on him. He's hustling, man. You know what I mean? He's hustling, doing what he does, and good on him. I think, yeah, you know, was it bullshit? I'm still sitting on the fence on whether it was bullshit.
Until you put on yourself on a payment plan, and here's the thing, is that the only way you're going to do that is if you have some skin in the game.
Right.
So you just spent $5,000, and if your missus turns around and says, you just spent $5,000 on that,
you better
turn it into 25.
Yeah.
With the attitude of turning it into 100.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing when you have skin in the game, it causes that activity. But you don't want to be doing activity out of fear of loss.
No, that's true.
And that's what you keep coming back to. You want to do it out of, how do I have better relationships? How do I get more knowledge? Because I know for me, as soon as I get through my next series of goals, then it's just going to be up to something next. And this whole seminar is about, how do you build a platform to take yourself through the next steps? You know, staying there is really, really hard if you're not looking to move forward.
That's true.
Because actually, if you stay, and then you talk about regressing, right? And that's the definition of regressing, is that you actually stop trying to climb and you just plateau and stay where you are.
Mm.
But naturally, by being in that thought process and that attitude, you'll go down because other people are trying to climb.
That's true. So, that's true. You know, and I think you... Yeah, you are right. But I think if you're always hustling, if you're always trying to push in a different direction...
Yeah, progress.
Progress, man. You're going to get the results, you know what I mean? I think it's... and I suppose it was staged. Like, the last guy was like, oh, I ran into a chick and she asked me if I was any good. And then he had a big slide saying he made $50 because he made everyone stand up. I'm like, that's... Everyone's, ah! That's a pre-planned joke that's been told all over the world.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? However, it gets the laughs, it gets you engaged. Like the MC kept making us stand up and clap our hands, bring our energy up, you know what I mean? And then you get energy of an entire, you know, 8,000 people or however many bloody people in that room.
And I think one of what we spoke about is that we're probably at a stage now, finally, we're mature enough that we'll engage in a workshop and actually go through actions and activities to work things out. So whether it's a marketing plan, a business plan, because we've done versions of that, is that we see value in going past the sales pitch.
Yeah.
And sort of identifying our time as that, okay, well, you talk about all these things you've done. We haven't necessarily done it. We have a gap, call it a weakness, and we need to improve upon that.
Mm.
And that'll probably give us a bit more value because we've sat in this phase enough time of researching and planning. Now we need to sort of start profiling and scaling what we're trying to do as individuals.
That's right. I don't think you need to... social experiment point of view, I think it was very fascinating to see a lot of people were, say, looking for the silver bullet, I suppose, mate. I don't know. You know?
Oh, well, I learn everything in the first 10 minutes of the session is that, do you have the capability to complete the tasks?
Yeah.
So whatever that is.
Yeah.
And business, the huge thing about business now is, do you have capacity to take the actions to do the tasks? And as soon as people start talking about capacity, we're outsourcing. We're using VAs. We're hiring people to do working in the business so we can work on the business.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's such a, now that's like the catchword. Okay, so give me the examples. If I Googled working on a business versus, you know, the working in the business, what are the tasks that are different?
Mm.
And I dare say there wouldn't be much difference at all.
No, I wouldn't say so. I mean, it's...
You know, maybe it'd be more of an operations side of things where you're managing deadlines and paperwork and information to people and organising appointments, and you're actually... Someone's facilitating your day, which you don't want. You don't want people booking appointments on your behalf when they don't know your schedule.
Mm.
You know, so there's a few things like that make a lot of sense to me.
As I say, the social experiment was very interesting, and I noticed that JT Fox guy, not only did he have 500 people sign up, well, you know, it was at least three.
Yeah.
He also cleared half the room as well, because they thought he was full of shit.
Well, maybe they went to lunch. Maybe they didn't come. Maybe they're like, we're waiting for the next speaker. They know they're going to get pitched to. Mm. I think that's also, it's an educated audience.
Mm.
Okay, this guy's pitching me. This guy's pitching me.
Mm.
Michelle Bridges is going to come and talk to me about empowerment and mindset and health, because ultimately the personal trainers, the most successful ones, you would go in that room. Say there's 8,000 people in that room, right?
Yeah.
How many of those people would you consider to have a physique of fitness that people go, they're dedicated?
Not 10%. Yeah, I suppose.
You know, so. Not to be funny, like, I'm not in that 10%.
No.
Like, I have been, but I'm not still there. And you're the same.
Yeah.
You know, and you're probably closer to that than what you were a week ago,
yeah,
which is the point.
Closer,
you know, you want to, because that's the thing, once you get into physical fitness and you've got a good state of mind and you've got energy, then most people get to a goal and stop.
Yes. But it's not about the, I think the thing is too, these guys, maybe, I don't know, the people that are hoping for the silver bullet, again, the answers are within, they're not without. I mean, I think anything that we learn today, we've either already learned from multiple different podcasts, we've either learned from each other, because just through trial and error and conversation and, you know, like...
You come for reinforcement. To go, yep, I'm on the right path. I am getting some results.
Mm.
I'd be getting no results if I did nothing.
Yeah.
The people that get results when they perceive they've done a lot when they've really not done much.
Yeah.
And then they go, well, why has this not worked for me?
Yeah.
And most of these people, I've been doing this for 17 years. I've been doing this for 20 years. I've been doing this for 9 years.
Mm.
You know, your day will come. And that's the message that all of them say. You know, I did nothing for X amount of period. And then remember your first customer.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and that's the same for everybody, is because everyone's breakthrough is the first customer is like, oh, that's the hardest customer to get.
Yeah.
It's like, well, when you know more and you do more, you know, the reason why you got that first customer has nothing to do with why you have your clients now.
Yeah, that's right.
I think that people forget that. Because the whole point is that evolution is that it's a dynamic that's changing.
Right.
Let's just remember about computers. Oh, the computer you bought 6 months ago is obsolete now.
It's obsolete yesterday, mate.
Yeah, you know, so I think people get stuck on that. I bought I need the next new phone.
Yeah.
You know, but you're upgrading everything else, but you're not upgrading your mindset and your personality, because some of the smartest people that I've been in interactions with, and I've been around very successful people, a lot of them read, they have daily goal setting, they're very fit and healthy.
Yeah.
They're very serious about their habits when it comes to food.
Yeah.
And energy.
Yeah.
They pick the right people in their business, but they don't pick people on experience. They pick them on attitude.
Attitude, and energy.
And my biggest thing is that, well, attitude is dependent on how you wake up in the morning. Because I could be having a completely opposite conversation today, you know, if I had maybe 3 hours more sleep.
Yeah.
I didn't have a disrupted night, or the kids didn't wake me up.
Yeah.
You know, or I've just had my first meal of the day because we're intermittent fasting. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm pretty happy because I've just gone through that and I feel good.
Yeah.
You know, so I think we're just going to be mindful of that. It's a small increments that we make.
Yeah. And it is goal setting. However, it's also journey as well. You know what I mean? You want to honor the journey as opposed to the goal, you know, because for me, look, it was very cool to come and have lunch with you and get out of the house and, you know, come and go and see some stuff. And I did get reaffirmation on a lot of the things that I was talking about. And you are right, though, you know. I think success is an interesting term as well. What is success? How do you deem success? What is your term that you think will make you successful?
Yeah, that's up to you. You've got to look within, like you say. You know, people, it's interesting, like, there's probably people in that conference now going, we should be doing a podcast on what we're thinking right now in the moment.
Yeah.
And then 3 years' time, they might actually do it.
Yeah.
And you're already 3 years down the track.
Well, mate, you got to remember too that we, you know, how long
it took us 2 years.
I mean, I talked to you about starting the podcast for years before I did it.
Yeah.
However, it's, yeah, I don't know, man. Is it cool to see these people? Is it cool to hear their stories? To a point.
You can hear it on YouTube now, so you can save yourself the transportation.
Yeah.
But what they said was true, is that you come here for that social interaction, to network with people, to speak to people, to see people, to actually physically see it for yourself.
But did we do any of that? We didn't do any of that.
Because you all think it's bullshit until you see it. Well, yeah. You do. I suppose for us is that we didn't see it as, oh, well, it's a networking opportunity. It was a time for us to sort of get together, similar mindset, and work on where we're at.
Yeah. It's true.
You know? Because I love the analogy is that when you finish a book, you're never the same person.
That's true.
Because what you know from that book, whatever it is, you've learnt more.
Yeah.
You know? And I think if people spend all day reading, then they'd spend no time doing anything. So you got to make time for all those things.
Well, I think it's about, you've got, when you gain knowledge, you must apply experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you can't, it's not all about gaining knowledge. If you've got no experience to back it up, if you're not taking the things that you've learned, if you're not taking the things that you've grown to do, you know what I mean? If you're not applying, then you're not actually, it's nothing's happening. You know what I mean? You're stuck in a fucking loop, you know, because it's irrelevant almost, you know?
That's funny that we talk about sport and competition and business. You know, it's game day for these speakers. You know, how many years have they spent trying to, you know, go through, because all these guys aren't scripted. You know, they're ad-libbing and they're going off muscle memory of what they remember.
Yeah.
So this has taken many years, like a sporting team.
Yeah.
On a Saturday, if you're one step behind the ball, the reality is if you give up on that chase or something happens, there's probably something in your training that you could pinpoint and go, did I do everything?
Yeah.
So they go, did I leave every stone unturned? And the answer for most people is no.
No.
Because we all have a day off.
Yeah.
You know, and those people that, you know, again, succeed and they're at the point of the peak of their powers is that, you know, they have that hustle and that talent to get them through in those moments.
Yeah.
But they train themselves to be there.
Yeah, well, it's the one percenters, man. You know what I mean? You've got to have that knowledge, don't you? You've got to have that knowledge to be able to think on your feet, to be able to
switch and change. When you're representing something, like when you talk about, oh, we're playing for Australia now in a team.
Yeah.
You know, that you have a heightened value on your performance and the outcome.
Mm.
Because there's more more on the line. That's why we have finals.
Yeah.
That's why we have trophies.
Yeah.
That's why we have achievements. Yeah. That's why we have awards and boards, and we actually have things that we can measure our success on.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, someone goes, in 5 years' time, you'll be on a board of directors for XYZ. It's like, I'm not sure if that would even be something that I would want.
Yes.
But there's no doubt if I set myself to it, could I do that? Of course.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But it's, people go, well, that would make you perceived to be successful. That's your branding.
Yeah, yeah,
all these people that are now here, oh, I'm on a brand. I'm on a board. I'm doing this. I'm teaching. I'm an influencer. That's the word.
Influencer.
They have the most amount of followers.
An influencing leader or leading influencer or whatever the bloody hell they say.
Yeah.
I suppose it depends on what your goal is too. You know what I mean? Like, how do you... It's such an interesting round about...
The answer is, only 2% of us actually follow through on them.
Yeah, it's true.
That's why we all spend all this time here trying to work out why the goals I set not achieved, because I'm too ambiguous.
Yeah.
You know, if I set an ambiguous goal, I'm not going to know if I fail.
That's true. Exactly. Yeah, you're right, yeah. I'm going to be really good at something. Well, that's it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you do from here on in, because even if you sit down and play Xbox and get good at bloody, you know...
And you know what these mentors and coaches are great with a 90-day plan, because I've never for 30 days sat down and gone, I'm going to start eating at 11. I'm not going to eat any processed sugary foods or drinks.
Yeah.
And every day I write that down. Yeah. I did that for 30 days. How many times do you think I'm going to do those things? You know, have I ever done that? Never.
No.
But for the next 30 days, if I did that, what would I achieve? And that's the whole point. You know, and I think that's what we all sort of slap ourselves in the face, is that it's so simple, have a task, but it's so easy to do. Why don't we do it? Why do we overlook it?
Well, I think it's because, you know, I think there's that video that I sent you, man, Retrain Your Mind, you know?
Yeah.
Your mind is designed to stop you from doing that shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's designed to stop you.
But if that was your habit.
Exactly. And that's the thing.
Then the mind's happy.
Exactly. It's got to become a habit as opposed to a...
But look, for me, if I go, it's the 14th of May, and for the next 30 days, every day, I'm just going to talk about my eating habits.
Yeah.
And just write down, or even, you know, you can use your phone for the date, and I'll write it on my phone, because I don't write shit down anymore.
No.
I type everything in.
Yeah.
And I, you know, people go, well, there's... You retain more information when you write things down.
Yeah.
And I go, well, I'm texting it, I'm seeing it, my handwriting shit, I can't even read what I wrote.
Yeah.
You know, and you get all these things. So it's an interesting balance, but I'm going to do that theory to myself just to start training my mind to be better, just one thing at a time.
Mm.
Because I've never done it, and that's probably a reason why I ebb and flow.
It does help, man. Like, I periodically sit down and write goals for this podcast and for myself.
Mm.
The thing about it is too, I've found that is that when you sit back and look at those goals, very rarely will I reread the list. You know what I mean? It's not like it's a mantra or something.
Yeah, well, if you have it on your phone and you're storing it, you can't lose it.
You can't lose it. However, I've gone back, especially with the podcast goals and a few other little things, it's like I've already actually achieved everything on that list.
Which is funny, you like to use the word recalibrate.
Yes.
You love that.
I love it.
Whether it's from Jocko or just your own keywords that you use.
Oh, it's definitely from
your
Jocko.
Your Google AdWord is calibrate.
I love it, man. I love it.
It's true, but it's good. It's not knocking you, but it's a good point.
Yeah.
And once you go through your goals, then you have to actually start.
Got to recalibrate, man.
Yeah.
I think the thing is too as well, like you've talked a bit today about ebbs and flows. I think you must understand that you will ebb and flow. You know what I mean?
However, your path's never set, right?
No, that's right.
Yeah.
However, you know, I'm one of those people that I'll fucking run up the mountain. And obviously that's not a sustainable thing. So every now and again I slip.
Mm.
Right? However, it's about when you slip to recalibrate. Okay, why did I slip? How did I slip? What do I have to slip again? What is the path forward? You know what I mean? It's not about...
Yeah.
I think people see... You know, failure is not a problem. It's just identifying a weakness.
But, you know, people, you know, you look at money, is that you could ask 10 people why they want money and they'll give you 10 different answers.
Yeah.
For some it's greed, for some it's power.
Yeah.
For others it's control.
Yeah.
For everyone it's a need. You know, so you get past the need of what you need money for, but then what's it from there?
Mm.
You know, wealth and money are perceived in a lot of people as that, well, if I have money and power, then I'll be around more successful people. You know, yeah. A lot of powerful and rich business people get caught up in what then? Drama, betrayal,
yeah.
Personality conflicts, affairs, yeah. You know, because they have more things available to them. So they're working towards all these different things, and it's never a surprise when there's the next you know, thing on TV about person X and person Y, and
yeah.
You know, that drama that everyone craves. They want to hear about the drama. They want the gossip. You know, I'm guilty of it. You know, you hear a rumor, you speak to someone who probably can verify the rumor. You ring the person.
Yeah.
And you find out.
Mm.
You know, because that's sort of the cliche environment you can be in if you want to.
But again, I think it comes down, and it's funny, like, all they did this morning, a lot of it was talk about what we've already talked about here. It's about intent. What is your intent? If your intent is to get rich, so you be greedy, power-hungry, fucking control freak, then guess what? Eventually, the bill comes due, man.
Well, there's always going to be someone that has more money and has more power and is smarter than you.
Exactly. That's going to take you for a fucking ride.
The whole point is you just don't want to tangle with people. You just, that control you want is to just be self-sufficient in the world,
yeah.
And to use it to have it to your benefit.
Look,
you know?
I think for me, money is a bit like, would it be nice to have fuck you money? Yes, it would. It would be very nice.
Well, we love the movies, you know, where they have the catchphrases like the status of fuck you, where someone can ask me a question and I can decide whether I want to involve myself or not.
That's right.
You know, where I can say fuck you because I can. And
but again, are we stuck? Because you can say fuck you anyway. But we're stuck in belief systems and structures and all that shit that determines our reactions.
Which brings us back to the session today, is that they talked about there's four levels of wealth.
Yes.
And the money, bottom one is money.
Yeah.
The second one that they talk about is relationships.
Yeah.
And then they talk about knowledge and spirituality.
Spirituality, and then man. Pushing. Do you know what? That was the biggest thing I got out of that.
And that's very true. Yeah. And then what that brings to you is that if you do for others, the human mind will give you back in spades. And they do the amount of studies they do on that, and all the celebrities, speakers now that talk about that, they've been doing it for a long time. They're making their money based on what they've used, but now they actually know how to commercialize that process.
Well, yeah. Well, I think Jim Carrey's sort of been on a bit of a ride recently, and he one of his quotes is, I wish everybody could be famous so they could figure out how meaningless it is.
Yeah. Which is funny because people go, you've got fuck you money, so you can say what you want.
Exactly. But I think we can all, if we choose to, say fuck you.
Yeah.
Or not. You know what I mean? I think it's all about time. If you choose to allocate your time correctly.
Oh, yeah. If someone asked me, what is the one thing you wish you could be more of? And my answer would be agreeable. You know, the amount of times that, you know, you could just not engage in a conversation or express an opinion.
Yeah.
Or sometimes people say things, you're just like, I really want to help you.
Right.
But how I say it to you is not going to be said in a way where you're going to feel that. And you laugh, but you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, because I know you. Whereas I am agreeable most of the time.
Yeah, and but I think if I was better in the key moments, because I think that's the point, is in the key moments, when you're agreeable, when you're not normally agreeable, and you dig your heels in just because of whatever reason why, because you can, or you choose to.
Yeah, well, you always choose to, man.
Yeah.
Always choose to. But I think, and look, we all have stuff that we could work on. Like, I think that's what one of the conversations we had before we turned the mics on.
Mm.
We were in a Turkish restaurant, but there was a lot of Turkish music behind it.
Yeah.
So we didn't decide to record there. We thought we'd record here. We were talking about, we do have weaknesses that we need to work on. You want to be more agreeable.
Yeah, make them your strengths.
I probably need to be more, not disagreeable, but in key moments in different aspects of business, I need to be more forthright.
They call that self-promotion.
Yeah.
I suppose it's closing is what you're talking about. Is it in a business sense, how do you close that business when you're just like, yep, we'll get back to you. You know, that whole, it's now or never.
Yeah.
And I've got a client that's telling me, oh, I don't know if I'm going to choose you or not.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, look, you know, that's no problem. But that's when not being agreeable helps, because you actually get them to make a decision.
Yeah.
Not by being pushy, by going, look, this is where it's at. If you choose to do this, you don't want to miss the opportunity for that.
Yeah.
And you're giving them, and you're identifying, this is the shortcut for the result you want.
Mm.
I'm the best person to deliver that.
Yes.
Now, if you choose to go with someone else, I wish you all the best. Because if they have the shortcut that's better than mine, then they'll prove that to you.
That's right.
And so will I.
Yeah.
So, and that's such a key characteristic.
Mm.
People really don't like that.
Well, I think people don't like, A, talking about their weaknesses, and B, taking the time to analyse it correctly in order to make that weakness a strength.
Oh.
Because it's not an easy thing to do, and you either, it's another one of those things, either you're fucking doing it or you're not doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's pretty much how it is, dude, you know? And look, we'll wrap it up, mate. It's a quick fire 35 minute. We've got buses and trains to catch.
Yeah, of course.
People to see and things to do and all that sort of stuff.
Absolutely.
I do appreciate you inviting me, mate. Whether we go back tomorrow, we're still yet to decide that.
Officially. I'll be here. Yeah, no, I'll be here.
Yeah, I might do. I've got a few business things I need to take care of.
Yeah,
so
I'll work around it.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks for your candid
words. That was a handshake, by the way.
It was a handshake.
You can't see it.
Yeah, no tongue. But yeah, guys, look, a bit of a raw look at our thoughts about what we've seen today and what we've done today. And forgive the background noise, but there's not going to be much I can do about it, I don't think. As always, thanks for your time. Good on you, Damo. Thanks, mate.
See you, guys.
Thanks, bud. Cheers, guys.
Reflection time. Haven't done one of these in a little while, actually. The podcast we've been having, there hasn't been anything to reflect on. I think they were perfect as what they were. However, this week being something a little different, I decided to tack on a reflection. So we're at the Success Resources Conference in Brisbane at the Entertainment Centre earlier this week, and it was definitely an experience. Now, I don't want to be negative Nelly, right? However, there is some interesting things about it. Obviously, Damo was nice enough to give me a ticket, and I really appreciate that. All experiences are good. And to pretend I didn't get something out of it isn't true, which is, you know, you would have just heard the podcast we did just after it. But a few days later, I've been thinking about it a little bit, and I didn't go the second day. Basically, the headline act was Tony Robbins, and Damo really wanted to see Tony. And look, it would have been cool to see him, however, I had other business to take care of and some important family stuff as well, so I opted out. However, the running total that you could have spent there trying to get rich quick or improve your position, I think was about $50,000 to $60,000. Now, do I have an issue with that? Yes. However, does that mean that it'd be useless? No. Okay. I think I got out of that. I'll get out of my time there, and communicating with Damo since then, it's all about the work you put in, right? So do these people and their contacts allow you to improve your position potentially? Yeah, for sure, I think so. You know, if you've got someone willing to invest in you and move you forward, then it's definitely going to improve your position. Okay, however, hard work and discipline will do the same thing. But I do imagine that some of these people that were there would have provided you with some sort of kickstart or a kick further along the path, if that's what you were doing. I mean, that guy, as I said, that guy made $1 million in front of our eyes. And by all reports, that happened the second day as well with the other different speakers, you know. Except that was 10 grand or something, I can't remember, who the guy was, but Damo said it was nearly 10 grand. However, there is positive takeaways from it, most definitely. And we always need to be aware that, you know, everybody has different functions. And I've got no doubt that these people that were there were fucking hustling, you know what I mean? And I think the thing is, too, you got to remember that some of the people at the front of that room paid upwards of $600 just for the ticket. And then a fair percentage of those people lined up and shelled out thousands and thousands of dollars. You know, I do have to wonder how much of it was on credit card, how much people went into HOC to try and get that done. It's an interesting thing. I'm very conflicted by it, because I can see, like, obviously the podcast is approaching 50 episodes. We're almost a year old, and I wonder where it's going to go. And I have to be honest and say that there's 170,000 podcasts on Podbean alone, and that does include the other hundreds of thousands of ones that are out there on different platforms. So how do you get seen? Maybe there is something there. Maybe we do need to be kickstarted into something else, or a bigger market, or a bigger audience if I want to grow this thing exponentially. So that's something that I've been contemplating. So I can't poo-poo the idea, because I'm sort of looking at it from my business perspective as well, and how I want the podcast to progress. So, you know, it's an interesting thing. And Damo has sent me a couple of texts, and he wanted me to talk. I said I was going to talk about the money, and his text was, as long as you frame it this is what you could spend on the opportunity to make money. No matter what the vehicle is, it's the action that gets the result, right? So these people are taking action. They're deciding to use these other people and their tools in order to take action. And there's nothing wrong with that, okay? As far as, though, like, the energy of the room, like, after that JT Fox guy, I remember we stood at the back of the room, I'm like, I actually don't want to sit down again, because it was a very vampiric type energy. And I suppose it's, what do you want to do, and what we talked about in the podcast, what's your term of success, and how do you want to get there? You know, is it about the end result, or is it about the journey? And I think it should always be about the journey as opposed to the end result. However, does that mean that you don't use tools to get to that end result? I think if you have the resources and the opportunity, you'd be silly not to. Again, I'm conflicted, though, because I do think some of these people are just, they're making the money off the schemes. You know, some of these talkers have been doing it for 20 years. That's what they've been doing. They've been talking. I mean, Tony Robbins is the same. He's just a talker. He frames it very well, and he's got a very lot of really cool things to say. And, you know, every tool in the toolkit is good. However, it's a fascinating one. You know what I mean? And I suppose, as I thought about it today, because I knew I was going to sit down tonight and record this, I don't know where I sit with it. I think, again, it's all tools in the toolkit. And if these people actually have the ability to help you, then you'd be silly not to employ them and use their tools. Is it worth the 10 grand? Eh, maybe, maybe not. I suppose for me, in the three or four speakers that I saw the other day, yeah, cool, it was cool energy. The JT Fox guy was too much, way too much. However, they weren't saying anything that I hadn't listened to on a podcast. Okay? What you got to understand is a lot of these tools and a lot of this information is out there for free, especially in the podcast universe. You can, entrepreneurs, business stuff, you go down whatever rabbit hole you want with podcasts. It's crazy, okay? However, that takes discipline and effort to try and find that and listen to it and apply it and all those sorts of things. And again, these people may have connections that fast forward you along that path. However, you could also fast forward yourself if that's what you chose to do. So it's an interesting conundrum. And Damo did get to see Tony Robbins, and his takeaway from it was, what is my pattern of focus, and focus on what I have, what I can control, and a better question will give you a better answer. Now, they're three very, very important things. What is your pattern of focus? Okay? Because we all have patterns. And we all do things in a pattern. And you must recognize that pattern in order to step out of it, right? It could be a negative pattern of belief systems that cause you to get into negative relationships and then cause you to then break down. And, you know, you may yo-yo with diet. You may get on and off exercise and stuff like that, you know. But it's about the pattern, right? And the pattern repeats itself and repeats itself and repeats itself. I've said before that we all know people that, you know, you ring them today and they'll tell you their issues. You ring them 6 months' time, the issues are exactly the same. It's because they're stuck in that pattern. They're stuck in that cycle. So what is your pattern of focus? And you do need to focus on what you have. Because in this Western society, majority of us have a fucking lot, if we choose to look at it. But because it's a materialistic, greed-based, accumulation-based society, we always think we need more. Maybe you don't. Maybe you need exactly what you have right now. Okay? And maybe you already have the tools to do what you need to do. Maybe you already have the materials that you need to do what you need to do. And it's just a bit of discipline and effort and application of that effort that would achieve those things. So you definitely need to think about your pattern of focus and what you have, because that is important. And I think, with just to backtrack a little on pattern of focus, because I just had a thought come into my mind, you need to think about the negative patterns. And why do you do those negative patterns? What is the application behind those negative patterns? Because some of those negative patterns will be what will be bringing you down on a constant basis. And you can change them, because it's just a perspective, it's just a belief system. However, in order to change them, you must look at yourself. We've talked about this already a fair few times. And I think it does lead into the next one. A better question will give you a better answer. You may be asking the wrong question. And if you're asking the wrong question, I'm not in the studio tonight, guys. I know there's been a couple of cars go past. I'm sitting at the front because I'm on ferry patrol watch. However, if you're asking the wrong question, you're always going to get the wrong answer. Yeah? Or you're going to get the answer that you decide is the right answer. Or, you know, and I've talked a lot about this. It's funny these concepts come up. I was talking with Martin and his friends at Woodford the other day about when you're looking at your belief systems, and this is Frank's words, that you need to ask your higher self or whatever it is a question, right? But it's got to be the right question. And the question can be as simple as, especially when you're looking at patterns of focus, right? Does this serve me? It's actually a very simple question. Because it's a yes or no answer. Yeah? If it doesn't serve you, stop fucking doing it. Okay? No matter how ingrained it is. Alright? And those things that are ingrained, they're going to come back around. You know what I mean? There's little things that are going to trigger you to do certain things and retrace that pattern until you figure out all the ways out of it. You know? I think we referenced it, that these negative patterns and your negative belief systems, we referenced it in some of the earlier quests for self. It's like a 6-lane fucking highway, right? Because that's your pattern, you just do it over and over and over again. However, the first time that you change that pattern, you start to dig it out. So it's like the bush track, you know, it's like the scrub track that's going around past the highway. But every time you go down that different track, so you don't react and you change your pattern of focus and you change your behavior and you change your belief system, that off-road track gets smoother and smoother and smoother the more you use it. So it's important. And look, that's not the only question you need to ask yourself. There's many questions. However, that one can lead you to other ones. Okay? Does this serve me? Yes, no. Let's say no for whatever it is, whatever your belief system is. okay, why does it not serve me? And if it doesn't serve me, why the fuck have I been doing it for the last 15, 20 years, God knows how long, for some of these patterns that, that keep repeating themselves? So, you know, Tony or Damo through Tony is right. A better question gets you a better answer. So there is takeaways from this stuff, okay? And look, considering Damo got given the tickets for free, I'm sure he got massive advantages out of it, and we got a podcast out of it, and, you know, I've got many things out of it. I think it has allowed me to shift my pattern of focus a little bit and relook at a few things that I'm not doing. Because no one's ever fucking perfect. Like, you know, my world in a few different ways is pretty upside down right now. So, or is it the right way up and it was upside down before? I actually think that's probably the case. It's actually the right way up now. And I just got used to it being upside down or not in a pattern that was actually serving me for my highest and best. Again, it's all about perspective. Is a glass half empty or is a glass half full? So I think that's probably it from me. I hope that I made sense with that. However, you can get these things, the answers that you're looking for in the questions, whatever toolkit you use, if it helps you, it helps you. And if there's a material exchange, whether it be money or something else or energy, that helps you further along your path, then yeah, go for it. The format that which that conference was wasn't for me, and I'm not, and that's not to say that it's not successful, and that's not to say that these people don't try and that they haven't been hustling in their own way. Okay, you know, me and my wife saying at the moment is hustle like we're ugly. Okay, that came from Jamie Foxx. It was out of an Aubrey Marcus podcast. I told her about it. Because sometimes that's what you got to do. However, you got to be willing to do that, okay? And through doing that, you do look at these better questions, you look at your patterns of focus, and you actually look at what you have and go, right, this is what I actually have. Is this all I need, you know? So, guys, thanks again for your time. Enjoy waiting for the world to change. Excitingly, I'm in negotiations with a couple of guys that have come on and play some music for us. That'll be very cool. Can't wait to do that. I know I've been practicing my croaky old singing voice, and so is Angus, so we're going to lay down some tracks in the near future again. And look, that's just a bit of fun, you know. It's very cool to do, and you got to try these different things, you know. Do what makes you happy, you know. I'd laying those tracks down, have a bit of fun with it. It's cool, you know. Trying to nail down Matty Noonan for next week. However, there's two in the bag that are very cool. You know, I mean, Angus did a couple that are sitting in the bag ready to go. So I do want to release those in the near future. However, if Matty comes back next week, then we'll release Matty. And as I said in the intro, in negotiations with about half a dozen different guests. And more keep popping out all the time. So thanks, guys. Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. And follow your path and use the tools at your disposal. And if you need to go looking for toolkits, that's fine too. Okay? But just make sure it's worth whatever the cost is. Okay? Because sometimes the cost can be too high. However, sometimes the cost needs to be too high for you in order to learn. Because nothing comes without discipline and effort. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Everything's gone wrong with the world not so leading. Would you feel?